Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, I'm going to talk about a very interesting application of the halachas of Erev Shabbos while traveling. So the Sif of today's Limud of Mishnah Berurah discusses a case where a person is traveling on Erev Shabbos and realizes that Shabbos is upon him and he still has Muktzah items that he wants to transfer. But the actual application of today's Mishnah Berurah is a little less pertinent halacha l'maisa, and I'm going to show how certain scenarios are very relevant halacha l'maisa as to a person who is traveling on Erev Shabbos and unfortunately is delayed to the extent that he's still, let's say, traveling in the plane as Shabbos is setting in. And the question is, what is he supposed to do in this scenario? Okay, so a person, let's say, is traveling by plane, and he realizes that after some delays and some skirting around in the air and not being able to land on time, he's going to have to encounter Shabbos while still on the plane. And the question is, what are his options in this scenario? Right? So the first thing we always have to point out is try to avoid this scenario from setting in the first place. Make sure you're traveling early enough on Friday that this is not going to be a relevant halachic dilemma. But if, in fact, an onus does arise and you are stuck in this situation, what are your options? So number one, the Paiskim say that when the time for Hadlakas Neiris, for the upcoming Shabbos, sets in, really what you could do is very simple. Turn on the overhead lamp L'shem Mitzvah with the intent of fulfilling the Mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiris Shabbos. And because it's not incandescent bulbs, you can't make a bracha on the hadlaka, but in this way, you fulfill the mitzvah of hadlakas neir Shabbos while still in the airplane. So that's number one. You could be mekayim the mitzvah neir Shabbos by turning on the overhead lamp. If you do it l'shem mitzvah, you fulfill the mitzvah, but you shouldn't make a bracha. Number two, if you have muktzah items in your shirt pocket, in your breast pocket, try to transfer it to your pocket pants. Right, the pockets in your pants, because since in the pants the pockets are independent receptacles, it's its own entity, when you move around it's not considered like you're being metaltal muksa when the item is in your pants. When it's in your shirt, because it needs your shirt, it's more of a tiltal muksa when you move around, and it would be more of a problem. So therefore it's better to transfer before Shabbos the muksa items in your shirt breast pocket to your pant pocket, and in this way not be metalto muksa as you move. Now you still can't move the items on Shabbos because your pocket then becomes a buses for the muksa that's in it, and you can't move your items from your pocket, but at least the movement of the person won't be a tilto muksa when the items are in the pockets and the pants as opposed to the shirt. You're allowed to carry your carry-on luggage off the plane. Again, so number one, we tackled Neir Shabbos. Number two, we tackled the pockets and the muksa items in the pockets. Number three, it's the carry-on bags. Carry-on bags generally are not going to be a problem of moving it on Shabbos, because even though there are muksa items in there, usually you'll have stuff also in there that's not muksa. And many times, and generally, the case is that the value of the non-muksa items are more substantial and significant than the muksa items, and therefore the whole carry-on bag is not muksa. As long as there's substantial and valuable non-muksa items that trump the value of the muksa items, it's not going to be a muksa, and you could move the carry-on bags on Shabbos. One of the main problems is the issue of tchumen. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to travel more than 2,000 amas from your mokb shvisa. So at the onset of Shabbos, a person's kainah shvisa, wherever he is at the onset of Shabbos, that is his settlement. That is his place. That's his shvisa. And you're not allowed to go outside of that tchum, outside of the 2,000 amos boundary from that spot on the onset of Shabbos. The problem is that l'chayra, when you get off the plane, you're going to be running into a problem of tchumen, because you're going to be outside the tchum of where you were at the onset of Shabbos. Now, many paiskim hold that on the plane itself, generally you won't really have a problem of tchumen, because ein tchumen l'mayla me'asara. If you're more than 10 tfachim above the ground, you might not have a shvisa issue, because tchumen doesn't really exist more than 10 tfachim off the ground. However, once you are landing and you descend in the airplane to the point where you're within 10 tefachim of the ground, so you're about to land and you come to the runway, then you are already at that point Koine Shvisa. And then as you're Koine Shvisa over there, you have 2,000 amas from that spot. And as you get to your gate off the runway, you're already going to be more than 2,000 amas from your Shvisa. And that's where your problem is. In other words, even if you assume that Lamala Meyasa, there's no problem. Once you hit the ground, you're already within 10 tefachim. And then you keep going. And by the time you get to the gate, you're already more than 2,000 amas from your original Mokum Shvisa. And the question is, how do I maneuver Hilchas Tchumen? So there is a makom to be makel the Shas HaTchak in this case. And the question is like this. Once you're off the runway, you're getting from the plane into the airport. Okay? The question is, am I stuck now in a spot where I'm outside my Tchum and therefore I can't move more than 4 amas? The halacha is once you're outside of your Tchum, you're really stuck in the 4 amas. The question is, am I stuck in the 4 amas once I get off the plane and then I can't move within the airport for the duration of Shabbos? And the question is like this. When you have an area that's enclosed, like an airport, generally the airport is enclosed. However, it's a large area that's being enclosed. It's more than the area of Beis Osayim, which it usually is. The halacha is that if that place is enclosed for dira purposes, for dwelling purposes, it's hukaf ledira, then the entire area that's enclosed is considered one Rishus HaYachet, and you're allowed to carry, even if you're stuck out of the Tchum, it's all considered like one Dalet Amos, you're allowed to carry throughout the area. However, if it's just an open area, even if it's enclosed, if it's a large area like an airport, it's Beis HaSayim, the halacha is that if it's not Hukaf Ladir, it's not enclosed for dwelling purposes, stam an open area, you wouldn't be allowed to carry more than 4 Amos. And then the question becomes, is the airport Hukaf Hadira and therefore allowed, so to speak, to be considered all Rishus HaYachid so that can carry within the entire airport for the duration of Shabbos in this case? Since this is usually a Mokum Tzairach, a Mokum Tchak, an extenuating circumstance, there is room to rely on the lenient opinion that because the airport usually consists of restaurants and different stranded passengers that might sleep in the terminal, the halacha would be that it is okay to consider it Hukaf Ladira, and you'd be allowed to go all over the airport considering it a Rishus HaYachid since it's Hukaf Ladira in this case.